For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is sophomore goaltender Abby Thompson out of Forest Lake, Minnesota. And first of all, Abby, how hard is it to watch your fellow goalie have a game like tonight? And she was playing great. And how hard is it to come in after a 6-0 deficit?
Yeah, it's hard because I've been in that position before. Like, I've been the one pulled for sure. And like, it's very hard mentally, and of course she was playing phenomenal. Like, she made some crazy big saves. So, I mean, it's hard to go in, but obviously I was really excited and I was so grateful for the opportunity. But yeah, I was definitely feeling for Hannah. I felt bad for her, but she did play really well.
Your team hasn't seen a team like Wisconsin that transitions a puck that well. From your perspective as a goalie, do you see that transition coming at you?
Yeah, for sure. I always try to be aware, like, around the red line is kind of like my mental marker. Like, if they have full control at the red line, I got to start being ready. And they definitely have possession a lot, which is hard. But, they're fast.
What does your team need to do on the offensive side, do you think, to get more pucks to the net?
I mean, I think we always say that we need to play Beaver hockey. And I think our Beaver hockey is being physical. Like, we have a lot of northern girls, and that's just how we play. And I think we can take advantage of that to slow them down, just get in their way. I mean, not interfere to draw penalties, but just get in their way, kind of make it hard on them, give them no easy ice like we always talk about.
Well, your teammate mentioned during my intermission with her, Taylor Nelson, said, we just need to reset. You go into that third period kind of with the focus of 0-0. How much does that help just to kind of put the past in the past?
Yeah, it helps a lot, honestly. At least for me, it does. Just to think, like, no more goals, or I'm not really sure how the players handle it in their own mind, but I just try to think, focus on the next shot. Like, the past one doesn't matter, because at this point, there's not much we can do except work hard and try to do as much as we can.
Your special teams were really good tonight. 4-for-4 on the PK. It all starts with the goalie. You and Hannah both had to stop some big-time power plays. You're able to hold off the Badgers. What is your mindset when you're going on a penalty kill?
For me, it's just being aware, especially with a team like this who's very highly skilled. They really look for that backdoor play a lot, as we saw on film. And so just constantly looking around for who's around me, not just the player with the puck. And I think our players did a really good job of that. They definitely picked up some sticks that could have been shots, and they got their bodies in the way, move people out of my way so I could see, which was very helpful. So,
what does your team need to do to beat Wisconsin in game two?
Come out strong, start strong, stay strong, finish strong. I mean, like I said earlier, just like using our bodies, playing our own strength and not giving in to their strengths. So trying to play our game instead of bringing ourselves to their level.
This group of goalies, tight-knit group, obviously. You, Hannah Hoganson, Madison Fauché, of course, Maddie being the rookie this year. How tight-knit are you three?
We're pretty close. We've been getting closer. Like, we talk before practice every day in our little goalie huddle. We're definitely a squad, which is really fun. We all have very different personalities, which is interesting, but it makes it really fun to just talk to everyone and see how everybody's doing and just kind of mesh in a odd way. But it's awesome. I love them both.
All right, one word to describe Hannah Hoganson.
Competitive. She never gives up.
Madison Fauché.
Silly. she has a sense of humor, and she's always smiling, which is awesome.
On a personal note, your major and what are your plans after school?
I'm double majoring in psychology and criminal justice, so I'm wanting to do grad school in some kind of criminal psychology, some form of corrections, I think. So,
Abby, thanks so much for your time. I thought you played a great game.
Thank you.
Good luck tomorrow.